Gotcha. Okay. So, remember last week we were discussing all the koichos that a person has, all the things a person has to be aware of that he has, and to evaluate them, analyze them, and we focused on. Just one second. Oh, we focused on some of the koichos hanefesh that a person has. What we focused on right at the end last week was on the koich of dibur. Jonathan, you weren't here for this. I think you stepped out before. So maybe let's run through this again because it's moedig. We spent quite a lot of time. This is unbelievable stuff. And it'll get Shimi some warm-up exercises back into the sugya. Just think about process, something we take very for granted, and that's the koach of dibur. A person can organize his words. A person can take what he's thinking inside, in his heart, in his mind, and he can express them. He can bring them out. And when someone else talks to you, you understand what's going on inside of him because he's able to talk to you and share with what's inside of him. Nice loshen. Loshen, speech, is the pen of the heart, of the mind, and the agent of thought, because he takes thought and he represents thought in the world. He represents thought in the world for you. He takes the thought and he says, okay, now I'm expressing what you're thinking in the world. If a person couldn't speak, Rahmanistan, there are people there, God forbid, after prison has a stroke, stuff like this. We know what a tsar it is, enormous suffering it is. If a person can't speak, he has no interaction with other people. And he becomes like a behemoth. Animals live on their own. They might look like they're living together with other animals, but when push comes to shove, they move on. Another aspect of speech is, since it reveals what's going on inside of you, you know who's cleverer. You can enter into a covenant. You can work with people. We can go on to joint projects with people as a result of speech. We saw what happened at the Dora Flogger. When Akash Baruch Hu mabalbel their speech, they couldn't communicate with each other. Things started crumbling. Ubeinu Elokim v'avodov. Now the speech is one of the ways we communicate with Hashem, and Hashem communicates with us. Val yedei vidui dvorim ha'adam shov mehashchasosoi u'mevakesh kapora alav anoisov. Interesting that he chooses that. As he steps into the world of avodas Hashem, the first thing he mentions is vidui. What about learning Torah? What about tefillah? No, he steps straight into that. You can say vidui, and therefore you can do tshuva. Interesting as well. When we do bura shel adam nikeres malosoi or pchisusoi, the way a person speaks, you can know where he's holding, how elevated he is, how sophisticated he is, how kind he is, how soft he is, and the opposite. V'kva ne'ema ki hagdoris ha'adam hu halev v'aloshen. The definition of a person, what defines a person, Blaklali, obviously, is his mind and the way he speaks. The way he thinks and the way he speaks. But Dibu Mashlim es hagdoros Adam. Speech completes this getter of what an Adam is. Ki hagdoros Adam hi hachai hamedabe. The way the Torah defines Adam is hachai hamedabe, this living thing that speaks. Beinatmusa ubedibu arehu nivdal me'abahemois. Chai separates us from the dead, and Dibur separates us from the behemoths. So that's, stop it, please. Okay, sorry, not just, I'm getting a series of WhatsApps here, and I don't know how to stop them while I'm doing this. Beseder Gomor. Okay, that's what we did last week. So if we didn't get the recording last week, you at least heard it now, and hopefully it'll be on this week's recording. Hopefully we'll get that. Okay. Let's start the next shtickel here. Once you've had speech and you've spent time, it's not enough to just read what we read here now, because you're not going to really gain much from that, except you have gained a direction in Bechina of how to stop and analyze and think about your speech and what it is and how much it is and how much chokhmah there is in speech and how much chesed there is in speech. Something to contemplate a few minutes every day just to think about it. Another thing we take terribly for granted, we don't look at this as being any sort of chokhmah sabayra. It's just something that you grew up with, like you said right in the beginning. You just, these are things that you have and we take them for granted, and that's what they are, is the letters and the wisdom of writing. From these letters, we join together to make words and sentences. Shall yodam moidim es maisa hadoires hakoidmim. Via this process of writing, we can know what happened in previous generations. Ves maisa hador hanochachi, and what's going on in this generation. Ves koreseim ledoires haboim acherim. We can write for future generations things that they need to know based on what's going on now. It's a total form of communication. The only reason we're learning Chovas HaLevavos is because there's this chokhmah of Eisos V'Ksiva. V'ledei HaKsiva sholchin b'nei Adam es divreihem el eile she'enu nimtzoyim b'kirvosom. Today we do it much quicker than they used to do it in those days, but it's still, even if you write an email or WhatsApp, whatever you do, today we have emojis. You don't need chokhmas ha'otiyot anymore. We send little funny squiggly pictures. That's somehow supposed to be a form of communication. And that also is a chokhmah the boire. Email and WhatsApp and all the technological advancements, that's also something to be misboinen in the Bria, the chokhmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is revealed to Adam. But just getting back to our story is when I'm not with somebody and I want to communicate with them. So, okay, today we don't appreciate as much because we've got lots of ways of communicating, but there was a time not long ago where the only way you could communicate with somebody who wasn't with you was through writing letters. You remember those old days, those funny little aerogram things, and used to, like, you know, and we used to send aerograms. That was like, that was a form of communication. People find out what's going on in other countries. It's a total means of communication. Sometimes their lives were dependent on it. Telegrams sometimes save people's lives. If we have time, I'll tell you a Moed HaKamaisa I read recently. Just that fits in unbelievably well here. But you knew that without me telling you, didn't you? Okay. Shame. Eli has to put up with me the whole day, guys. So you have to just say. Your sound's a bit funny, Eli. Okay. Just say it. Well, we didn't cover much more ground. We just went over what we did last week. And we just started the new section dealing with the chokhmah of letters and writing. How much benefit there is, and how much chesed there is, and how much chokhmah there is in this koyach of writing. How we can understand what happened in previous generations, future generations, what's going on now, how we communicate with people that are at a distance from us. Expand it yourself, think it through yourself. You'll see how much benefit we get from the koyach of writing. Today, maybe even more, because of the quick means of communication or whatever, we're writing much more. Emails back and forth and WhatsApps back and forth and SMSs back and forth. We're using the koach of ksiva maybe even more than people did previously. Also, we were just about to start. Ubo mechabrim umotzim la'or es harayonot v'chidushim hatzmonin b'levov esachachomim. Also, writing is what reveals, what allows wise people to reveal their ideas, their chidushim. Even Lavdil in the secular world, the inventions, that's one of the ways that people were able to reveal their chokhmah in the world. The business transactions and dealings, contracts, mischa, halvo, kinyan, nesuin, geirushin, v'toeles aksiva hein kol kach rabot, at she efshali noit es kulam. The benefits of this koyach called writing are so great that we can't even begin to mention them all of them here. Unbelievable. Geirushin you can't do, mezuzas, tefillin, at the ein ledov sof, the koyach in the written word. Amazing, amazing, amazing. He doesn't even mention the Torah here, just a few examples from our day-to-day lives where if a person wants to meditate on this one, it's something that's so obvious and so taken for granted, but if you stop and think about it, you realize you haven't even started to appreciate the chokhmah and the wisdom in writing. To be able to put words together, even just mundane stuff. I'm not talking about putting the letters together where Hashem did to create the world. There's a mashuachim. I'm not even going down that path. The enormous amount to be discussed here, and he ends off by saying it's too big. So you have to take it and deal with it. Okay, the next step is, okay, this next four lines here actually had me in a spin. I'm telling you now, this like mama's changed my life, and Ellie's heard me discuss this a lot, because this I often bring up. Four lines that are just boom. Well, man tiene tovus Hashem laden b'shleimois nivra adam b'kaf yad ve'etzba'ot. In order that the goodness that Hashem does for us should be shalem, I would never have guessed that this is what he's going to say, but he says it. Hashem created a hand with fingers. I would have thought maybe like a heart, you know, like a brain. No, hand and fingers. Now you shalem. Kedalaso es bem es meleches hacharita v'aksiva v'harikme v'hadolokat ha'esh. Let's just stop there, because that's the punchline. With this hand and fingers that Hashem created, we do a wide range of work. A wide range of work. Writing, sewing, blacksmith work, surgery, all a whole range of different types of jobs. Yeah? All the functions and jobs that a human needs to do can be done with this. So what's the big deal? Shelo ki yesa balechaim, because it's not like the rest of the animal kingdom. Shelo nivra bekaf yad ve'etzbot kama adam, because none of them have a hand and fingers like an adam. Mipnei'enu zekukim lemalachas elu, because they don't have a need for those malachas. So what's the mind-blowing thing here? Well, what hit me about this? So, okay, whatever, not everybody, but it hit me. So what do animals have? We have a kaf yad. One hand, everybody has the same hand, and with that hand, you can do a wide range of tasks, which in the coarseness of the task, the refinement of the tasks, I mean, a kotza la kotza. Big extremes. Seriously, laser surgery on the eye you do with your hand, okay? And you chop wood with the hand, and you're a boxer, whatever. The hand's multi-purposed. Every job that a human being needs to do with his hand, everyone has the same hand, that it's multifunctional, can do any job. Animals don't have that. There's some animals that can't climb trees because they don't have claws. There's some animals that let's take the panda bear. That's my favorite example. He has a special thumb that no other animal has, because you need a thumb like that to crack bamboo, because that's his staple diet. So yeah, that's all he can do. That thumb's not much good for anything else, but that's what he has. Lions have got their paws and their claws based on the needs that they have. But no two animals have the same hands, claws, paws, whatever you need, because they have very specific jobs they need to do. And they got a hand that's very specific for them. But a human got a hand that is just mind-boggling. Rav Wasserman Zatzal once said, he said, it's not shaykh, he doesn't understand how a person can look at his hand and not faint. So we look at hands and we don't faint, but if you start meditating on your hand, it should bring you at least close to maybe not fainting, but at least to be a little bit awestruck by the untold genius of a hand. If you're grappling ever, you had grappled, you ever had an assigned with evolution, that should be enough to take care of any problems you may have. Because a blacksmith should have grown a hand that is matim for being a blacksmith. And a surgeon should have grown a hand that's matim for being surgeon. Everybody got the same hand. Quite amazing. Quite astounding. Why Hashem did that, we don't know. The whys, we don't know. But we see that and we see what a genius the hand is. It's unbelievable. Just in your own life. You know, you bash your thumb with a hammer one day, God forbid, and you can't use your thumb. And you suddenly realize, well, I can't tie my shoelaces. I can't tie a button. Can't change gear. There's a whole bunch of stuff that we just take for granted. You know, just stop and think every day you just what your hands are up to. It's quite astounding. Quite astounding. Anyway, so those were the four lines that for me just got me hooked onto Shara Bechina, because I just started spending a lot of time focusing on my hand and animal hands and the king, and just like mind-boggling, truly mind-boggling. Yeah. Okay. Uladaiti ein af eve mehavorim shiskati is toloseyem she'ein chokhmas Hashem niris lemishem is boinen bo. And in my opinion, he says, there isn't one of the limbs of the organs that we've mentioned that the toeles, the function, the benefit, that you can't see the chokhmah of the boyer in them to somebody who thinks about them. If you don't think about it, you won't see anything. But if somebody thinks about it, even not deeply, just stops and just becomes aware of it, you will see. Perforce, you'll see the chokhmah of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in those things. Mi'akavosoi utchunoisov, the way they join together, the way they put together, the way they function. Umichibura leyesevorim, the way they join to other limbs. If I'm edus chazokav a chokhah golui, al chimlas haboira aleinu. If someone says, do you bring me a proof that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is kind to us, that Hashem does chesed for us, Chovas Alavavas says, our limbs, the way they put together, the way they join with other limbs, the way they function, the work they do, is edus, it's testimony, chazoka, strong testimony, v'hochocha, and proof, goloi, revealed, of the unbelievable kindness of a Kodesh Baruch Hu to us. Shemehem roim anu b'chush, shenivra la'odom, koma shedorish lo l'kiyumoi. That a man is created with everything he needs to survive and exist. Everything. I don't know who Glinus is. Anybody know who Glinus is from your ancient Roman or Greek or I don't know, Spanish? I don't know who Glinus was. In many books that he wrote, all the benefits of the different limbs. V'ilu ayiratzaneinu lebar zeh afilu rak legava eva echod. If we would just spend time thinking just about one limb, haynu muchrochim laharich v'day b'meish iskanu v'zot Hashem le'oire lizboinenus esmi shaboyre mare lo es derech hatzlocho hatzalosoi mi'ara la tov. And if you would just spend time on one limb, he said, we'll be forced to go on and on and on and on and on. And we can't do that yet. It's enough for what we've mentioned already, Bezrat Hashem, to just arouse the readers, that's us, to just meditate a little bit on what the Boira shows us through how he saves us all the time from bad to good, via all these different limbs and organs and the way the human body is put together. So that's the Adkan, that's some of the Rosh HaProkim, some of the guidelines about what a person needs to do. It's like you go to a gym and the guy shows you a few exercises and he tells you what to do. Now you actually have to go do it. And he does bench press for you two or three times and he says, okay, off you go. So you can say, wow, that was a very impressive bench press, and you can go home. You're not going to build too many muscles that way. So to you, if you want to, you have to take this and work it. Find one little thing and sleep on it for a while. Play with it and develop it. Today, Baruch Hashem, we know so much more. We have so much access to all this information, the science and the chokhmah. We understand. You just think about blood tests. Have you ever stopped and thought about blood tests? Do you know how much you can tell about a person just by, we have the chokhmah, Hashem gave us the chokhmah to read blood. Adam zu nefesh, zeh chayim, it's a nefesh. We put blood in a machine, in a microscope or whatever, and we can tell you how your liver is doing, how your kidney is doing, if you're eating the right food, you're not eating the right food, the vitamins, it's a cancer. Your blood is a whole, one drop of blood is a whole, there's a whole Megillah in there. Mind-boggling. Astounding. You know, we have a blood test. You had a blood test. Well, how's your sugar? How's your... there's 50 different things on there that they picked up from that little drop of blood. First of all, that the fact that it's there to be read, that Hashem gave us the chokhmah to read blood. Unbelievable. Mamash mabul bara. Okay. So there's plenty to think about, plenty to focus on. You don't have to go too far because you walk around in your guf the whole day. So there it is. Okay. Ulam. However, chokhmah Hashem aneris miyeta balechayim. Other animals. Let's stop looking at ourselves for a bit. Let's stop being narcissistic and let's have a look outward a little bit. The chokhmah that you see in other animals, mehagigusam v'darche tnuzom, from the way they conduct themselves, the way they feed themselves, einu len lemes lemisha mistakel alein u'mevin mehem es chokhmas Hashem. That's also the chokhmah of the boy is also not hidden from somebody who looks at it and thinks a little bit and understands the chokhmah of Hashem by just looking at the animal world. V'lechein niskorin dvorim eilu pamim choizeret b'sifre anavim v'aksuvim k'shem askirim es miflois haboyeris barach. In the Nevi'im v'aksuvim, this is mentioned many times, the niflois haboyer. You look at the niflois haboyer. Shimi's picture that's standing, that tree that's standing behind him, the niflois haboyer. There's a moidika moidika machine that's standing in front of. Unbelievable. He says in Eoiv, Hashem says to Eoiv, Mi yochin la'oirev tzedoy. Ki a lot of elkel yeshavoy. You provide for the raven his food. Then he looks to Hashem for his food because the mother doesn't feed him. He gives to the animals their food. Many psukim through the whole of Tanakh, Tehillim, Nevim Suvim, the Nifla Saboira, Perek Shira. And the entire Bria sings HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chochmah to us. That the Nefesh HaChaim discusses at length, just the whole genius of how that world, if a person wants to look at that world, you're in Africa, you go off to the park, you go off to the game reserve, whatever, you can spend hours just looking at the whole ecosystem, how it functions, how it works, what feeds on what, how feeds on it. It's amazing. I might have mentioned it before, I don't know where though, but we have a lot of, Israel is one of the main migrant bird stopovers. A lot of birds traveling south and north in the summer and the winter. So Israel's a big stopover for them in the Chula Valley. That's like one of the main migrant transit stations for birds. It's a big tourist attraction. But where we live as well down here, we also have a lot of these transit birds going and whatever. And they come at different times. They're not all here at the same time, but you can almost predict when they're going to be here. You can predict they're here, and some of them stick around for the whole winter. Some of them go back pretty soon. Some of them stick around for a few days and then leave. But the insect world changes around the birds that are coming here. Because there's different birds that eat different insects. And you'll see, it took me a while to work out why there's different insects. There's always ants, I'm not talking about, there's always mosquitoes. But there's a lot of things like you get these hairy caterpillars. They come for like a week or two and they disappear. But it's exactly at the same time that you get these big white like crane birds hanging around here for a week or two and then they leave. And then the caterpillars disappear as well. Because they need their special food, and they yeah, so the caterpillars have to be here as well. It's boggling. This is just one little example, but everybody can see many of these examples. Fine. So that's the animal world. So after you've looked at yourself and you focused on yourself and meditated on the unbelievable koichos a person has, physical, spiritual, emotional, all the powers that we have, then you go into the animal world. The way the animal world's fed, how different animals have different food, and it's specifically provided for them for where they are. You know, imagine if fish needed to eat grass, it would be disastrous. They wouldn't survive very long because they'd have to come onto dry land to eat grass, and fish don't do so well on dry land. So Hashem provides them their food in the water. Yeah. So everything's necessary. The food that an animal needs is provided for it based on its needs. Animals need, some animals need meat, some animals need vegetables, some need this, some need that. Nifla. I think let's stop here. It's already nearly half past, and we're going to step into a whole new world here. And this is big news, because we have in the world at the moment, we had Hubble telescope, but now we've got a new telescope up there that is just even more mind-boggling than Hubble, and the pictures coming back are just not normal. We're going to discuss, maybe we'll see. Next week he's going to start discussing what goes on in the Shemaim, and see the chokhmah of the boira there. They're discovering stuff out there on a day-to-day basis that is just beyond comprehension. I mean, it's like, wow, it's just the size, the enormity, the beauty. It's all for us. Somehow we have to grapple with why Hashem had to do all of that and then reveal it to us. Now, Dafka, what we need to know that for, it's mamash mind-boggling. But they're looking so deep into space at the moment and sending back pictures from places that are like billions and billions of light years away. It's just like, it's not normal. Anyway, that's Beit Hashem. We'll look at some of that in the Chovos HaLevavos next week, and then maybe we'll know how to look at the this new telescope with proper Torah eyes. Okay.
Go ahead, Rabbi. Appreciate it.
Say good care. Next week, we're still around. Next week we'll be on track. We'll see afterwards. I don't know. We'll see. Bainer's money, we'll take it 1 week at a time. But for next week, we'll still be here.
All right. Take care. Have a good
one.
Keep well. Thank you.
Be blessed, Jamala.